Welcome to Royal Legacy, where we will explore the rich athletic history and deep family connections of BYU sports. Join us as we honor the past, celebrate the present, and look forward to the future of the BYU Cougars. Here's your host, Lauren McLean.
How's it going, everyone? I'm Lauren McLean, and this is Royal Legacy, where we dive deep into the family connections of BYU sports. Joining me today are husband and wife, former BYU football player Bronson Kafusi, and former BYU soccer player Hillary Kafusi. Thank you so much for being here with me, guys.
Yeah. Thanks for having us.
This is going to be really fun. Some marriage counseling, perhaps. No, I'm just kidding. It's going to be awesome. You two have been married 11 years. Is that right?
Yes. What the heck?
That's crazy. Yeah, and you have three kids in 11 years. Yeah. Kalea, Taika, and a new baby girl, Maya. Yeah. Who's just a few months old, who's here with us today. Yep, very sweet. Blessed to have her. Do you guys even remember your lives before becoming parents, Hillary?
I do.
You're like, oh, I do. I long for them.
It was so fun. So fun. But no, it's weird. I'm like, I feel like I've had my kids with me forever. Like, it's like, oh, sad. They miss life with us. But
it's weird, no,
it's
though,
great.
Huh?
Yeah.
What about for you, Bronson?
You know what? I have forgotten.
All right.
Sometimes I remember. I'm like, oh, remember when we used to just like go to movies whenever we wanted?
Yeah. Oh, I miss the movies.
Take a nap whenever
you
wanted.
It just more feels like a different, whole different lifetime,
totally,
right? Like just
totally.
A different life once you have kids.
Yeah,
it's true.
What's one of the biggest ways becoming a parent has changed you, Bronson?
Ooh, man. It's changed me a lot, I would say. I feel like every day I learned something from our little kids, mm-hmm. our little kitties, especially, I mean, our oldest, Taika, he's 5, and he's just gone to sports, and so he's really starting to love it, and it's fun to see, you know, last year he didn't want to play, he's crying his eyes out. And
pretending
then this
to be a T-Rex in the soccer field.
He was a T-Rex.
Yes, I love
awesome.
It.
Awesome. This year he's starting to figure it out a little bit. And,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I feel like, you know, even just watching him play and just have fun out there. And when he falls or something, gets back up. And, mm-hmm. you know, it just like reminds me, man, there's so many lessons that, you know, not only he teaches me, but like sports teaches. Mm-hmm. And
totally.
I don't think you realize it when you're growing up.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then like as a parent, you're like, oh man, good thing I played sports.
Yeah.
Learned all these lessons. And mm-hmm. I'm watching him do it and I'm like, oh man, he's still got a lot of lessons to learn.
I know. And I want to get into that a little bit later. The lessons that you learn from sports mm-hmm. that you want to implement into mm-hmm. your own kids. But Hillary, what would you say? What's one of the biggest ways becoming a parent or a mother has changed you?
Oh, just like Bronson said, there's so many ways. I can't even think of all of them. But just unconditional love, first off, just like feeling that love for your child and seeing and having so much patience. I thought I had a lot of patience for Bronson, right? When you're married, I'm like, this guy.
Gotta have it.
But then you have your kids and you're like, oh my gosh. I got to have more patience.
You got to dig deep.
Dig deep for some of those days. But then just seeing them do new things, like Bronson saying with Taika with soccer and just sports, just seeing them do new things. And I just love watching that. It's so much fun seeing your kids try new things and love new things. So.
And it really is hard to describe.
It is.
It's something that's hard to describe. Yeah. Hillary, you're 6 feet tall. Mm-hmm. Bronson, you're 6'8". Do you guys already have people reaching out wanting to be your kids' agents? For real, though. I mean, I know probably. People probably joke about it, but.
Definitely people joke about it. Like, Coach Pope, when he was here, he was like, hey, Taika, I need him literally, playing basketball.
Literally the day he was born.
Literally. I think he texts Bronson.
Yeah. Yeah. He texts me and is like, hey, just so you know, I'm the first offer. Just
like hey, which he still could be, right?
It's very
still
true.
In Kentucky, you never know.
It's very true. Serious. Yeah, he was cracking me up. We were laughing so hard. And honestly, he's not saying that because of me. He's saying that because we go over to his house and play sports again and different games against his daughters.
Those girls, yeah.
Really?
And he watched Hillary compete.
Oh, man.
And he's like, man, she's the real athlete.
I try to keep up with Bronson. That's the best way to describe it. And the whole Kafusi family.
Right,
very
right.
Competitive.
Oh, my gosh. I can't even imagine.
In fun ways.
No,
yeah.
No. We just talked about this. We should talk about this.
Let's hear it. No.
So
Hillary,
this is hilarious. So Hillary and I. So
oh, no.
I just met Hillary.
No. He's like,
I just
I
came home.
Know.
I just came home from my mission like a week before fall camp.
Yeah.
And we start hanging out, right? Because she's in her
this
fall
was
camp.
Like, this was like. Yeah.
How long had I known you?
This was before I saw you play football.
She never
so
saw me play
that
sport.
In, take that in here.
Even growing up. So she's like, hey, I want to race you.
Well, he's a big guy. And
yeah.
I'm like, I'm
You're
on
like,
the soccer team.
Him.
I'm
yeah.
fast.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I'm like, do you want to race?
Yeah. We're at her house, and so I'm like, where do you want to race? She's like, on the street. And it was like dark outside.
Wow. It was dark.
And
only
so the lights are on. So we walk
street.
Outside, and there's the moon and the stars. And then Hillary wants to race. So
because I was like
you have other thoughts, but she wants to race.
She wants to race. And I'm like, all right, let's do this. And she's like, so we're going to race down to that light, the next light, light post. And I'm sitting there like, okay, here, I'll give you 10-yard head start.
Oh, my gosh.
I was like, don't give me that.
That's what she said. I know.
I love it, Hillary. I love
better
it.
Than that.
Hey, but we had a good race.
Wait, how did it turn out?
I got yes. smoked.
And you were 3 days home from your mission? Is that what you said?
No,
he was like...
A few weeks.
Okay. Yeah, maybe a month. Because he
weeks.
Hadn't started... he hadn't played yet.
In a game.
In a
we
game.
We were in fall camp.
Okay.
So I'm like, I don't... This guy's like, well, okay.
She's
he's
never
a big
seen
guy.
Me do
I don't
any,
know.
Yeah,
never
yeah.
seen me do anything know. Besides walk.
And we played darts. And I'm like, okay. Well, my family's a big dart.
That's
like, we
funny.
Love playing darts. So we're competitive. So I'm like, okay. I think that's probably what it led to. I beat
yeah.
you in darts. And I got a little overconfident. I was like, all right, let's race.
I got this.
I can beat you.
Yeah.
That would have been a great story if you did too.
I know. I would never have let him live that down. That's
it's true.
Oh,
it's true.
Except I did beat him in pickleball like 8 months
hey.
Pregnant. So I'll take that.
What a girl.
It's true. She's very good.
How did you handle that? How do you handle being beaten by your wife?
You know what? I love it because wow. it really means that, you know, our kids are just going to be that much more athletic.
It keeps things interesting, too, right?
Yeah,
everything's
sure.
a competition.
It is. Even our little girls picked up on it. She's like,
yeah.
every time she gets in the car, I want to race putting my seatbelt on. And she's 3. And so when Tyka beats her, she starts crying and makes everyone take her seatbelt off and do it.
What other things do you guys compete in? So you played, you mentioned pickleball, you raced, you played darts.
Like
now that you're married
pink.
To 3 kids, what do you compete in?
Oh, we used to have some showdowns at what's that game? The with the little circle?
The little
spike
circle.
Ball.
Oh.
Spike
oh
ball.
Yeah.
We used to do so 2-on-2
with Corb.
With our
with
brother
Corb,
yeah, my brother
man.
Corbin. They're intense. And then Hillary's like, "Oh, you know what? Let's just do 1-on-1." So we made rules to make it 1-on-1 pickleball.
No,
you know, she's diving all over the place
to
the goal.
Ball.
Oh yeah.
One
sorry,
ball.
1-on-1
yeah,
spike
yeah.
ball.
That's hard.
It is hard. But the inner
I'm drenched
goalie,
in sweat.
Inner goalie in me, I'm taking
yeah.
those low shots.
I think I'd
on
I'd
these
put my
big
money
guys.
In
she was good. No, she's really good.
Getting the 6'10" Corbin.
It's hard to get
just
down there.
Trying to get, yeah.
I feel like Corbin ball. Would have the disadvantage. Really,
oh,
in
yeah.
spike ball, like bending
oh,
down
yeah.
his poor totally. Back.
But he's like pretty agile. He can get down there.
Well, yeah,
going.
He's yeah, especially now he's leaned out.
Yeah, he's
he's doing a bodybuilding competition on Saturday.
Yeah.
Hey.
So,
oh yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah, he's looking. He's looking really, really cut right now.
Yeah.
Good for him. So yeah. much dedication. So I know the Kafusi family, extremely competitive.
Mm-hmm.
But Hillary, what about your family growing up? Were you guys competitive?
So I am the youngest. There's 3 of us. My next sibling is 10 and a half years older than me. And then my sister's almost 13 years
wow.
older than me. So I was almost raised like an only child. Mm-hmm. And like, I was like almost raised like, not like a boy with my dad. Like
that's
he
funny.
Would take me golfing. I would play catch with him in the morning, you know, before school. And so I think I just got, my dad got me in sports really young and skied. I think I was 3 years old when I started skiing. But I'm kind of the anomaly in my family. My brother likes to really compete with me. He's the middle child.
Yeah.
But I'm like the anomaly. I'm the tallest in my whole family.
Really?
Yeah. And I don't know. I think I just got that competitive. I like to say I was born with it.
Yeah, you probably were. And like how my cool. little girl. Like, how cool that your dad like kind of took you under his wing and taught you all this stuff too.
Just, he had me later in life, you know, my mom can get pregnant. So he was just kind of not done with work, but just had more time and more just time to spend on getting me in everything, played all the things.
And he probably knew you were going to be tall. I mean, you probably came out pretty tall.
Yes.
Right?
I was really tall.
So he's like, oh my gosh, we got to get her into some stuff.
My dad would always, he ran 9 holes every morning for golf. He would speed golf. He'd run, hit, run. That was his workout every day. So I'd play golf with him. That was like my first sport.
I love it.
So
she should have played. She could have played in college.
Yeah. Yeah.
But she chose soccer instead.
Golf? You could have golfed.
I got actually recruited. BYU recruited me when I was in eighth grade. To play.
No way.
Yeah. And then when I was getting ready my junior year to start as goalie, they asked me to come play again that spring or that winter before.
In college,
yes.
Then they asked you again.
And I was getting ready to start and I was like, no, Jen would not, you know, we can't do that. Goalie, that's a lot. And then I ended up breaking my leg that year.
Oh my gosh.
And so I was like, oh, dang.
Golf would have been a lot less harsh on your body, right?
Done it, yeah. So, but you know,
hindsight's 20/20. Hey,
we love it playing. We played last night with our kids, so
I love that. See, and that's something. Golf is a lifelong sport.
Yeah,
something you can carry with you forever.
Totally.
So, Hillary, you played soccer for BYU, but before that, you were first team All State at Orem High School, defensive MVP, Region 7 MVP, started varsity as a freshman. Mm-hmm. You're a big deal.
No.
Yes, you are.
Yes, yes.
What's one thing you learned playing soccer and sports in general that you want your kids to learn? You mentioned you're watching Tyka play soccer, but what's something you want them to learn that you feel like has really stuck with you?
Oh, man. Sports is, I think, one of the greatest teachers in life, I like to say. But I just love the discipline that it takes. You know, if you really want something bad enough, you know, you're going to do everything you can to make that work. But also, I love the team aspect of sports. And not all our teams, but just how to be coachable, how to be a team player, you know, all those things. It takes a lot. So Tyke has a lot to learn. I love the team aspect of it.
Yeah. And Bronson, sports runs in your blood. You made it to the highest level of football. What do you feel like sports taught you that you want your kids to embrace as well?
Oh, man. There's so much, honestly. I think one of the biggest things is how to overcome adversity. Just because sports, every day you're facing adversity. And then also, I think if they can learn, really, I mean, how to be a great teammate, like what Hillary was talking about, I think it's just so important because for the rest of their lives, they're going to be a teammate, whether it's a teammate at work, a teammate in their marriage, a teammate. And I don't know, there's so many ways that you're a teammate. And everyone that plays sports knows there's some great teammates and there's not some. And then there's some teammates that aren't that good. Right. So it's like, okay, how do I become a great teammate? And it just will translate into everything that they do. And so being able to take overcoming adversity, becoming a great team. And then I would say also just the whole mindset side of it where you're taking, an athlete who, it's all right. Maya's cute.
I love those baby noises so much.
but I would say, I think the last part is just, the mindset side. Athletes will consistently have to, train their mindset, train the mental side of the game. It's just part of it. And I think it's important because they, outside of the game, everything else, you're taking your mindset with you. So it's how can I, and it's kind of the stuff I've already talked about is mindset. But like, I think one of the biggest things is like, okay, how can I face every day with the same enthusiasm and excitement? Even when things aren't going my way, or how do I handle success? How do I set a goal, chase it, and that goal is years away. And it's just that daily you know, consistent effort where, you know, I mean, as you get older and you play more sports, right, you realize, oh, the physical stuff's the easy stuff. It's the it's the mental side of the game that is the hardest part.
Yeah.
You served a mission in New Zealand, right?
Yes.
So we recently had Connor Pay, who's the center for the football team right now, and his brother Trevor come on the show. And he mentioned how his mission translated over to sports because he said you have – I can't remember his quote, but it was so funny and so accurate. He was like, you have like 50 great days and then you have like 500 days that just absolutely suck. But you have to just, it's that daily grind. Would you agree that that translates to sports? That's like what you learned on your mission helped you mentally when you entered the collegiate sports world.
Yeah, definitely. I would say as a missionary, I mean, it's one of the hardest things that you encounter at that point in your life, coming right out of high school, and it's also the greatest thing at the same time because you see, I mean, you're able to, you know, really see faith in action. Where, I mean, yeah, you out there as a missionary, your faith is in the daily grind. It's in the process of continuing to go, even when you know, maybe no one wants to talk to you.
Yeah,
I mean, my mission. I mean, I had people, you know, not want to talk to me. I got spit on. I got kicked out, like chased off. I've been, you know, you face these tough things. But it's like, okay, you know, that's an opportunity to remember your purpose, why you're there, what you're doing. And you're right. It only takes one person as a missionary to change their life. And in turn, it changes your life. And so I think the same thing in sports. You know, you're doing I mean, your every day it's a battle. And so the consistency of a mission where you're following a schedule, you're away from your family, it's just you, your companion, the Lord, and the people in your area, it's a great training ground for the mental side of sports. And for me, I feel like that's definitely an edge that you have, because you know, you come home from your mission and everyone's like, man, you seem older. And it's like, well, I just face things that not every high school kid coming out faces for the last 2 years. And I absolutely agree. I think missions definitely help on that mindset side for sure.
I love that you brought up that being a teammate helps you be a teammate just in life, whether it's in marriage or whatever. And Hillary, do you agree with that? Do you feel like what you learned from sports being a teammate has helped you in your marriage?
Oh, totally. Totally. Because I think a big thing with the teams that I have been on was communication. And like, obviously you have to communicate and talk about the sport, but if there's problems that arise with some of your teammates, you have to learn how to communicate with them, you know, for the better of the team, winning and whatever. And that's just the same with marriage, is you got to communicate to win, you know.
It's
win in your marriage, win in life, and especially, so definitely with the communication.
You learn to have hard conversations. Yeah. There's a lot of ups and a lot of downs like you're in sports. It really does translate into so many things.
Yeah.
I want to talk about your guys' BYU time for a little bit. You obviously met at BYU while playing your respective sports. Hillary, when did you first hear about Bronson Kafusi?
So it was August. Or my baby has like
she's fine.
It was August, I think. Yeah, we had the what was it? Like a fall camp kickoff where they had Costa Vida or whatnot, and I was sitting there with Tui Crichton and Brandon Davies and two of my teammates, and I saw Bronson from across. I had no idea who he was at all. He went to Orem High. I went to Timpview.
I mean, I went to Timpview.
Sorry.
You
went
to Orem
High.
Strike
that.
Straighten that out real fast for us.
And then I was like, I talked to Brandon, and I was like, who is that? And he's like, that's my friend, Bronson. And then he's like, Bronson, come over here. So I was like, oh, no. So that's kind of that was my first encounter with Bronson. I didn't know who he was before.
You just noticed
which is
him.
Crazy because, we had a lot of mutual friends and in high school, and we were kind of I like to say rivals, but I don't know if Bronson thinks Ormai was a rival of his, but you know, I never lost to Tim Pugh, so I guess, you know. But yeah, that was my first encounter with Bronson.
Bronson, same for you. When did Hillary cross your radar? So obviously that was your first meeting.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That was the first time I ever saw her.
When was it that you were like, okay, I kind of want to start dating this girl?
Well, first off, it had to, this is actually pretty funny. The next day
I was on his radar.
The very moment after I locked eyes with her, she's on the radar. I walk into our defensive line room for film because we had practice the next day, right? And I walk in there and there's Hillary on the screen, and on my her Facebook page, and my dad's my coach, and so of course everyone went and told my dad.
Love Steve.
So Steve's Coach Caffoose
stalking me over there.
Yeah, he was like, "All right, everyone, let's take a look at this Hillary girl right here." Bronson was talking to everyone's telling me about, like, so then all
word
was,
travels fast around the oh my goodness athletic building.
It was pretty funny. He was like, "Okay, looks like she's an athlete. That's a good thing." Looks like she's pretty tall. That's a good thing. Yeah, it's pretty.
Your dad.
It's pretty funny. So yeah, from there, yeah, then we met up.
I think we're ice creamers. Yeah, just really. With fall camp starting and sports, but
yeah, it's kind of funny though.
Busy schedules, but you made it happen.
Hillary,
at what point were you like, "I'm gonna marry this guy"?
Oh my word. I think I was
She's
always
still questioning. No,
she's like, "Whoa, have I come to that
why
point?
Have I? Yeah, why did
I don't even know. I think we were at actually one of my teammates, Kayla, her mom and I were at and Kayla were at In-N-Out. And we were chatting and I think were you there?
No.
I showed up. Yeah. And he went and grabbed like a burger or something. We're already sitting outside and Liz is her name. She goes, "You're going to marry that guy." And I was like, "Oh no, I think I might." Oh my gosh, you're right.
It was gotcha.
Like, it was around Halloween time. And I was like, "Oh no." So probably a couple months into us dating.
Yeah.
You know, and I think my parents, the first day Bronson came and picked me up for our date, my parents were like, "Oh no. We're in trouble.
She's gone.
We're in trouble."
Gotcha again. Gotcha.
He has this such, you know, amazing presence that just kind of captivates people. And obviously it captivated me, but, you know, it captivates anyone he comes in contact with. So, it was an easy yes for me.
I love that. What about for you, Bronce? I got to hear it from you. At what point were you like, "I'm going to marry Hillary"?
Oh, man, that's a good question. Oh, man. I always felt like... Man, I would say I kind of knew for a while. You know, once she got the approval from Big Steve and Coach Capuzzi, and the teammates. No, I felt like I always kind of knew. I was like, "Oh, I think we're gonna get married if she says yes." It's everything in life comes down to Hillary, though, in our relationship.
That's right.
If she says yes or no. Decides. Yeah, she has to say yes or no. And
I'm
pretty
the
much
silent
everything.
Hammer behind Bronson, you know? Like, right here.
I love it.
That is true. But I felt like I always kind of knew.
Yeah.
But I would say, man, it's hard to name an exact moment.
Yeah, it's okay if you're always had it in the back of your mind. Like, yeah. I think this is it.
Yeah, I think this is it.
From the day you saw me. There you go.
There you go.
I have this vague memory because I was a sideline reporter for football then and women's soccer.
Yeah, yeah.
And I do. I remember your wedding. I remember the whole this was like BYU royalty thing happening. And it was a big deal when you guys got married.
Yeah.
Hillary, I need you to be honest here, though. You married into a large family, physically and otherwise, of well-known athletes.
Mm-hmm.
Coach Steve, Michelle, later to be mayor of Provo, as in-laws.
Uh-huh.
Whoa.
Uh-huh.
What was going through your mind when you first started spending time with the Caffucci family?
Oh, man.
I know what you're
saying. It was... Oh, no. What are you going to say?
You're going to say, "They eat so much food." That's what she's
That's true. That is true. There's
not surprised.
Tons of food, tons of candy. I think I like gained a couple pounds and I was like, "Oh my gosh, with all this candy, Michelle bakes treats and all this stuff."
All the time.
It was definitely, now looking back, I'm like, "Wow, that was kind of intimidating." Definitely. But it was nice because I'll go back to like the siblings thing. Me being the youngest, Bronson has two three younger siblings. Corbin was on his mission when we actually got married. But it was nice just seeing, like, his younger siblings, Daryl and Devin, you know, grow up. And they took a liking to me. So I was like, okay, I have an in with the younger siblings. And Alexis actually helped set us up.
Really?
One of my teammates, Baz, or Ashley Bazzaroni, and they kind of got the ball rolling for us. So I was like, okay, we got an in there. But no, it was great. It was great. Had some ups and downs. Bronson's definitely, like, a very prized, not possession, but he is, everyone loves Bronson. You know, they always, he just came home from his
They're
mission.
They're protective of him.
Very protective, yeah. Definitely. But I won everybody over, I like to say. I'm very competitive. So I think Steve liked that. I was, you know.
Hillary's always beating him and everything.
You know, competitive playing stuff. But no, it was great. They're very very welcoming. I can't imagine my life without any of them now. It's been a long time.
I know. You're like the Windy.
You're in the parade floats. I mean, yeah. You are. You're one of them.
Yeah.
Isn't it interesting? I don't know if you agree with this, Hillary, though. Being a mom of a boy, I already, I'm like looking forward like years in the future, and I'm already protective of my boys.
Totally.
So you almost get it a little more, but I'm like, okay, don't be that psycho mom.
Definitely.
You know, like you gotta
definitely
rein
get
it in, but it's crazy.
Totally.
Right?
Yeah, you totally get it. They're like, oh, you're their little buddy.
Yeah, you're like, but I'm the woman in your life. All right, guys. So you obviously BYU has to be important for both of you. That's where you met. You played collegiate athletics, and it's a very unique place. Bronson, what impact would you say BYU had on your life?
Oh, man, so much. It's always interesting because, you know, my dad, he coached at University of Utah for 10 years, and then he came to BYU. And, you know, during my recruiting process, he'd always say, hey, you know, if I wasn't coaching here, I'd still want you to come to BYU. And as a kid, I'd always be like, wait, what? Why? I felt like wherever you were coaching, that's probably where I would go.
Yeah.
And after going to BYU and having, you know, the BYU experience, I understand why now, just because at BYU, you learn that, you know, yeah, you want to be excellent in everything you do, which is important. But, you know, things that really last forever, like that's what's important in life. And so I love how BYU, as an athlete, it's so much bigger than sports. It's about who you're becoming, you know, the direction you're heading, your family, you know, it's just making the most of every opportunity. I loved the spiritual aspect, being able to, you know, before you do meetings or even workouts, like, you know, we're having prayers, which I think is important because at the end of the day, I always felt like, and my dad would always say, you know, football is just, it's just something we do. It's not who we are. And I love that about BYU. I love how it's bigger than football. It's bigger than sports. And because at the end of the day, sports is just a small portion of your life. And so if you go to a school where it doesn't help you prepare for really the majority of your life, then, I mean, it makes it tough. It's a lot harder on you. So I love how BYU is able to, you know, really, you know, help you become who you're meant to be. And every athlete's so much bigger than sports.
Bronson, you've talked about this in, like, other podcasts of how your parents were pretty strict growing up. You had a lot of rules. What were some of those rules? Like, what are some of those things that they made you do? I know there was one, like, cell phones. They had to be plugged in their room, right?
Yeah. They took the phones at night.
I heard
they,
your mom made you, like, you won the state championship, and she made you come back and scrub the floor, right?
Because
didn't do it.
Yeah, you have to do, I mean, Friday chores. That's what they were called. And someone had the toilet in the bathroom and the whole thing. And then someone else had to do the family room. Because all the boys, all of our rooms were downstairs. So that's what we were in charge of. And so it was, we all knew that these chores weren't done, we were not going to go hang out with our friends. So even if it was like late at night and I want to go hang out with my friends, or I want friends to come over, I would be in there. And sometimes I'd have a friend over already.
They're helping you do your chores.
And they help me do my chores to get them done.
Like, hurry,
come on, let's go. So literally, I'd have like three guys in there and we'd get it done super quick. So, but yeah, that, I mean, there was, I mean, some of the, I mean, there was a lot of actually really good things, actually. Like, if I wanted to go do anything when it came to money, like go to the movie or go to shopping at the mall, like I had to earn the money. So wow. I worked at Day's Market. If you know where Day's Market is in Provo,
yep.
Shout out to Day's Market. I was employee of the year. No, I'm just kidding. Self-given.
Self-titled.
Yeah, so every time I walk in there with my kids, I'm like, guys, this is my first workplace.
And they're like, I've bagged groceries.
Yeah. I love it there. I loved it there. So yeah, did that. We cut down trees, mowed lawns. I mean, babysitting was my first job.
Wow.
Yeah.
Not in your, was it your own siblings or other?
No, other people's.
Other kids.
Yeah.
Wow.
Other people's.
Wow.
Even Hillary says wow to that.
I was like in sixth grade.
That's crazy. Oh,
yeah,
goodness.
Sixth grade was my first time. So, but yeah, pretty much, yeah, my mom, no, always, I felt like she was really good at, oh, and then like after dinner, like everyone better be in there cleaning up. Like someone's doing the floor, someone's doing the dishes, someone's, like everyone had jobs. But it was good, though, because you understand, I mean, back to teamwork. I mean,
yeah.
You learn, I mean, that's where you first learn about how to be a great teammate is inside the home. And so,
right.
I was always grateful for all the hard stuff and that that my parents had us do. We did a lot, yeah, which I'm grateful for. I mean,
yeah.
You know, it just prepared us for doing hard things, yeah. Which is one of our sayings, our Kafusi family sayings, mm-hmm. is we do hard things. So
I love that. What about you, Hillary? Were your parents pretty strict growing up or not really?
Not really.
Because you were kind of like the, I mean, quote unquote, only child.
Yeah, Hillary
right
got it easy.
Time,
she was, their parents
like,
are tired.
It was a breeze. They're like, I don't care what you do.
I know my sister left the house when I was like 6 years old, you know, something crazy. So half the bedrooms in the house were so clean. No one
Hillary's
was in there
second and third
unoccupied.
Bedroom.
Yeah.
For her dolls. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, seriously. And so, no, I mean, I've always been very detail oriented. I like a clean space,
yeah.
You know, I'm very organized. I probably get my dad's really like that, so I think picking up on that. But my parents weren't really strict. It's like they give me, and I'm like to say I'm a very obedient child.
Yeah. Yeah. You're an old soul.
I am an old soul. Like when I think when Bronson first met me, he was like I was what 18, and he thought I was older than him. Like just you know, I've always just kind of been
like 28,
an old soul. I think just growing up with older
yeah,
people, like
right.
Everyone was adults in my house growing up, so
they didn't need to implement all those rules on you because you were like you were more self-motivated.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. I just kind of did my own thing. I was I cleaned my room myself, like you know whatnot. So yeah, not really strict. I was just
you were just obedient,
just
good.
Obedient, good child.
She is. That's very true.
Hillary, what's one of your favorite family traditions growing up that you want to implement into your own little family?
Oh, that's good. I know. I'm like, what are good ones? I haven't even thought about that.
And Bronson, you can, while she's thinking about it, you can answer the same
I
thing.
I would say, I mean, Christmas Eve dance parties. Are
Christmas Eve dance parties.
Kafusi Christmas Eve. There's a dance party always going on.
Bringing the house down.
No, seriously. It's loud. the walls are shaking as we kept getting bigger and bigger. We have a lot of fun. We always, I mean, family's been the central, you know, focus, right? And we just do everything together. So I would say one of the traditions that I've always loved is, you know, we go on vacation with each other for, you know, in the year with everyone, which is fun for a week, mm-hmm. week or two. And it's good to just have time with each other to hang out and be competitive.
Yeah, especially now that everyone's getting older and having
everyone's getting
their own
older,
families.
Yeah.
And
we do Sunday dinner.
Yeah, Sunday
every single Sunday.
Yeah,
which is great.
Which is kind of rare.
Which is rare
for
families. For sure is.
Everybody comes.
Everybody
all
comes.
All five kids, which
really?
Is crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, we all come. Yeah, we do. What also really, it's not really tradition, but it's more just like part of the Kafusi culture, I guess, is, you know, when someone has something going on, like a sporting event, like everybody shows up.
So
I love that aspect. And but yeah, family's always been like number one for us, you know, no matter what. So I think, I mean, we have like holidays are crazy.
I'm like trying to think
holidays are crazy. There's just there's so much food.
Yeah,
there's
it's
so
all
much
food.
It's all
I mean,
about
we
food.
We already have
like,
the food planned for this Christmas, your mom.
And are these including like your extended family, or is this just your immediate family?
Just
this is our immediate family, but then our, my like we go to my mom and dad's. My mom has a family party. My dad has a family party. There's like so it's like we have to pick and choose what we're going to, you know, just because there's so many parties because everyone's here in Utah. So yeah, my dad's family is mainly up in Salt Lake, and my mom's family is here in Utah County. So there's just there's always parties going on. There's always you know, especially, and then like things with church, you know, there's, if there's a baby blessing for church or there's a baptism, I mean, you know, the group chats are going wild. Everyone's coming, everyone's bringing something. What do I bring? And, but I love it. Cause I feel like that's how it's supposed to be.
You know? Yeah. And with us living, you know, we were on the East Coast for 7-8 years. Mm-hmm. We missed, you know, all the family things. And now that we have kids, it's like, okay, we're back and. Doing all the things. Yeah.
But back to Hillary's, you know, Hillary talked about the siblings, like having younger siblings. Mm-hmm. Well, like you go, you know, Tongan culture, everyone's a cousin, right? So then I'm one of the older cousins. Like I think I'm number 4 or 5. And, you know, Hillary's like back to her being Wendy, like of the, like Peter Pan. Like she's like the Wendy. Everybody loves Hillary. I have so many little cousins that all love Hillary. Like you have Isaiah's younger than me, Jackson, their whole family.
Guys.
You have all my dad's side that are younger.
Yeah.
And, you know, and my mom's side. Like, so it's fun. You know, I remember this is a funny story. I took Hillary to the first family like on my dad's side. Big get together at the chapel. It's full of people. Everyone's
so
everywhere.
Intimidating.
Hillary was so intimidated.
All the Tongan family and his mom's the oldest.
My grandma.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm like your dad's mom is the oldest. So she's like,
she's the boss.
She's it. She's the boss.
Wow. So if you don't impress her, you're done.
Done.
Hillary, I remember. I was like. Man, she seems a little nervous walking in here. Like, you know, I was like, don't worry,
and
everyone's
I'm showing
nice.
Up with Bronson. I'm like, oh gosh,
everyone's nice. Yeah,
that
I think
was
we.
Great.
No, yeah. So
the golden child.
Yeah, really, really.
Yeah, that was funny though.
It was fun. Yeah,
I love it.
Yeah,
you guys. Seems like you both have incredible families. I know the Kafuzis. Just seriously, the royalty of Provo. I mean, you guys just are. It's amazing. All right, we're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, we'll have more from Bronson and Hillary Kafuzi. You're listening to Royal Legacy.
And now back to Royal Legacy and your host, Lauren McLean.
Welcome back to Royal Legacy. I'm Lauren McLean. I'm here with wife and husband, former BYU soccer goalie Hillary Kafuzi, and former BYU football and NFL defensive end Bronson Kafuzi. Bronson, you were a star on the football team, but also played on the basketball team here at BYU with Tyler Hawes, Brandon Davies, who you knew, Hillary, and Matt Carlino. What's one of your favorite memories from your very short stint on the BYU basketball team?
Oh, man, probably when we were at Gonzaga, and we're at the hotel doing our stretch, and we planned out mine and Hillary's engagement together.
That's right.
Me, Brandon, Tyler.
Really?
And they were all part of it, actually.
Yeah, they were.
They were. Let's see. Brandon was the driver.
Yep.
I think Tyler was. They're all dressed in suits.
Yeah,
they're
it
tuxes.
Was hilarious.
That's right.
They put on a red carpet. That
was
hilarious. But that was funny. That's just a side note, something funny. But I would say, memory-wise, I mean, you know, basketball, it's funny because, like, growing up, I played with all those guys. Like, I was a basketball player before I was a football player. I had basketball offers before I had football offers, like, weirdly enough. And I almost didn't play football in high school. Mm-hmm. But I loved, you know, I like the playing in the Marriott Center is actually pretty awesome because it is so full. And as a football player, it's weird because Edwards Stadium is so much bigger.
Yeah.
But as a football player, you're kind of out there in the middle and everything just kind of washes out. Mm-hmm. But as a basketball player the Marriott Center, it's on top of you. And they can see your face.
Yeah.
They can see
your sweat.
All your sweat. Yeah, literally you run into people sometimes on the sidelines and stuff. But I always loved – you know, playing at the Marriott Center with all the fans, and after the game, I come see Hillary, and she was probably her hands were always sweaty after because she's so nervous.
Well, because Bronson came in, you know, right out of football.
Mm-hmm. I've been home for like four months for my mission.
Yeah, and people wanted him in the game. you hear Kafusi chants, like, get him in the game. And he was like the Dave enforcer.
Rose was like, oh my gosh, what do I do?
No, seriously, no, that's how I felt the first time you put me in. I was like, is he going to put me in right now?
Like, put Kafusi in. Like, you know, the Marriott Center erupting. So that was so fun.
That's cute. Yeah. And it's got to be a Kelly Olynyk.
Oh, memory, yeah.
Right? I mean, that's got to be up there. Seeing how far he's gone, right, at the NBA, that's got to be one of your top memories.
Oh, that was fun. That was hilarious.
So cool. Fun.
Yeah.
Ronson, you decided to focus on football. Ended up being drafted in the third round by the Ravens. Hillary, I want to know what was going through your mind when you knew Bronson's NFL dreams were becoming a reality.
Oh, I mean, just seeing his work ethic and all the time and effort, blood, sweat, and tears he put into, you know, seeing him in college and training for the NFL. I was so happy for him. It was such an accomplishment. And he's so humble about it. He didn't want to have a little party or anything. It was just, you know, back to work type thing. Mm-hmm. And just the love of the game, I think. It was just so fun and such a fun time for us. And we were like, Baltimore.
Here we go.
Hairspray. That's the only thing I knew of, like, you know, the play.
Good morning, Baltimore.
Good morning, Baltimore. And my friends from soccer are on the East Coast. And so we were, like, calling. They're like, you're going to be close to us. You know, it was so much fun.
That's so cool.
Such a fun time and just so proud of him. It was a good moment.
I'm sure your eyes were wide open once you got to Baltimore, Bronson. Yeah. You ended up playing
Provo to Baltimore.
Yeah, seriously. For the Ravens, Jets, and Packers, how did you balance faith, family, and football during that time?
Yeah. I mean, honestly, that's the order that it goes in for me. Faith is first, and, you know, relationship with God, and followed by family, mm-hmm. and then football. And I've always believed, you know, if I keep that the order, and that's how my parents have always, you know, hey, you got to make sure your faith is right. Mm-hmm. That's the first thing you got to take care of, and then everything else will just work out the way it's supposed to. And you know, for me, when I was in the NFL, like, a lot of people ask me, okay, like, how did you do your church calling and how did you, you know, all these different things? And I just did it as much as I could, honestly. Yeah. Like, I tried not to, if I could go, I was there. And I know on, like, Wednesday nights, I would, at practice would end, and then I'm in the car heading straight to the chapel for young men's and youth night and be there for a couple hours, being there with all the members. And it was a lot of fun, you know. I think that's one of the coolest things about the church. I remember when I went to the Jets, I looked up on the church website who the bishop was in the area, and it was Bart Oates, who played at BYU. I called Bart up. I'm like, "Hey Bart, how's it going? I just moved into this area." And he's like, "Oh yeah, I know who you are. I know you came here to play with the Jets." And he's like, "Yeah, I remember." He remembers Brian Kill, and he remembers being out there with the Giants, and and so it was really awesome, just because you. No matter where you go, you always have a family. And I think that's what's really cool about the church. And it was great to just get integrated immediately. And, you know, you immediately have people that you can ask questions to about, you know, doctors in the area, all these little things that you don't really think about.
Yeah.
But you worry about, you know.
True.
Totally. Yeah. Especially when you have kids, when you start having kids and things. It's, you know.
Okay, how are we going to make this work? Hillary, how did you make life work when Bronson was in the NFL? Because that means a lot of change for you that you don't have any control over.
Yeah. I mean, football-wise, it was definitely very scary that September 1st, you know, cut off to make the roster if you're moving, if you're not.
Yeah.
But something that I did before we even moved to Baltimore, I got a job out there.
Really?
And I started working, and that was probably one of the biggest blessings, just to, like, start working and have this, you know, local perspective and have these people there that I was friends with just kind of integrate me to the city. And it was a blast. Plus, you have all the wives and the girlfriends. And, you know, that was another fun thing. People, like, memories all, you know, and girls that I still talk to this day, you know, and kind of your little family, and you have each other's back and looking out for each other. But yeah, got a job, got integrated. It was a blast.
What did you do?
I worked at Lululemon.
Did you really? That's great.
There was actually two other girlfriends that worked there, and it was a blast. Yeah, it was a blast.
I'm sure if they, like, advertise NFL wives work here. There'd be so many people that came in.
People come into the store. Yeah, for sure. For sure. It was great. It was a fun time.
Bronson, you had some cool experiences. Christian, how do you pronounce his name?
Uphoff, yeah.
Yeah, you helped him become a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. You had Aaron Rodgers, when you were at the Packers, say, our tight end, Bronson Kafusi, I love him, one of the happiest guys ever. I want to know, how do you share your happiness that even Hillary has mentioned, mm-hmm. that kind of radiates, that people grasp onto?
You know what? I really believe that it's just back to what we talked about, faith, family, football. I mean, the happiness starts with faith. And so everything I do, it's sprouting from that. So it's hard to hide that when it's just a part of really who you are. I feel like that's like always been the core, my core belief is, having that faith. And then from that faith, you prioritize what's important. And people can feel that. They know that. And it's funny just because, when I first was in the NFL, I felt like, I felt like I'm just trying to fit in, and then as time was going on, I'm like, okay, what actually, really, I don't need to do that. This is who I am. Yeah. Like, I'm happy, go lucky, mm-hmm. and I have fun every day, everywhere I go. I'm trying to live life to the fullest, and I love helping people, and not stress-free, but I would say you're just full of joy and happiness, great, full of gratitude, honestly, for just the opportunity to even be here, right?
Right.
And I felt like, when I was on the different teams, as I was living that way, people take note and they just are like, oh, what's different about you? Like, there's something, they just don't know. And then people start asking me, and mm-hmm. and Christian was like, man, because people were asking me like how I was older in the league. And they're like, man, you should have two more years. Like, you're this old. I was 30. Mm-hmm. And they're like, man, you should have another 2 years instead of 6 years at the time. And they're like, you should be eight years. And Christian's like, yeah, why is that? And I said, oh, I went on a church mission, and mm-hmm. and I was telling everyone about it. And for me, like, I love talking about, my faith and what I believe in and why I am the way I am. And why there's really no bad days. I think it's refreshing in that arena, just because people, it's so competitive, and people
right.
are, yeah.
On edge all the time.
The moment you, in the season, it's like the moment you wake up.
Yeah.
Even before you go to bed, you're on edge. And then you wake up, you're on edge. Because every day you're touching the edge of competition, yeah. greatness, and everything matters. So it can change people, and people sometimes they don't actually rely on their strengths, and they don't rely on their true authentic self, which actually makes them a better player if they can be that. And so I feel like the greatest leaders in the NFL understand that, and they want you to be your true authentic self. And when you are, they know you'll be at your best, and you can help the team be at their best. And so mm-hmm. for me, it's faith, family, football.
I love that. Hillary, what would you say is your lasting memory of that NFL period that you guys had as a family?
Oh, man. Well, first off, it's NFL stands for not for long. It's just that yeah. like small portion in life, but it was so much fun. I loved all of our time in the NFL, the ups and downs, the scary moments, faith, family, football, like Bronson had tons of injuries, growing together. I had a scary thing happen with me with my health, but just the memories and just growing and the people and the connections and the places. Like, who would have ever thought Hillary from Orem, Utah moves out to Baltimore, Maryland?
Yeah.
Yeah. And just places that I never ever thought I would ever get to experience. I have, and I've loved it. And those places have such a, special place in my heart, and just all the memories. It was such a fun time.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
I feel like both of your attitudes and like your sense of adventure is how mm-hmm. you made it work. Mm-hmm. Right. Would you mm-hmm. agree with that?
Oh, yeah.
Like, you're like, hey, let's just live. Let's yeah. just.
And I love football.
Yeah. Football, that helps.
I love football. It was funny because we had, we were at the Jets at the time, and we had Tyka, and he was probably May, June, July. He was probably 4 months old, and I'm sitting up there on the club level, which there's TVs everywhere, and I have my feet up with my French fries and I'm nursing Tyka. These Jets fans are like, what are you doing here? And I'm like, you know, as Jets fans can be, you know, they're like, why are you here? You know, and I'm like, my husband plays on the team. You know, like,
and then were they like, oh, sorry.
That, like, I'm here to support. You know, it was just oh my moments gosh. Like that, taking our kids out there. And it was just such a fun time. So, yeah.
So awesome.
An adventure for sure.
Well, you guys are incredible. Well, I learned so much from you. Thank you so much for taking the time with me today, especially with your busy schedules and your children. You guys are incredible. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Thanks again to Bronson and Hillary Capuzzi for coming on the show with me. Carter Bond and Tori Kimball helped produce this episode with senior producer Terry South. You can join the Royal Legacy wherever you get your podcasts, on Apple, TuneIn, Stitcher, Spotify, or on BYUradio.org. Royal Legacy is a production of BYU Radio.